Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
50 years.
At the hour, nothing is off the table in the discussions on the DJD program. Quitting is not an option here. Jennifer can't quit. Jordan can't quit. If she's here, he can quit. I'll be back next week. Okay. We have found tonight together for 26 or 7 years, and nothing is achieved overnight. Nothing great happens in just a day. Or a month or a year, right? Think about all the skills that you've developed after working with me and I with you.
Or Asian getting the best one.
I mean, I remember the first, it was so green. It was really interesting. You could find a way around. Ricky had worked at another radio station before he came over to our radio
network. And Jack come work with you.
Yes, you did. And it was a fine, it was a brilliant decision. I think when I showed up there, you drew, there was straws drawn and you had drawn and you got the short one. But not the way it worked.
pretty much that way.
So Richie starts, hey, who's this guy? What are we doing here? So anyway, accomplished a lot over a lot of years here. It's kind of fun to look back on all of the things that have been accomplished. And I suggest you do that with your life and your career. There are, if you think about all the extraordinary things that you've done, and all the things you've accomplished of note over your lifetime to this point in your life, and think about whether you really are good at what you do, really enjoy what you do, the endeavor. Like Jennifer's really good at what she does. Victoria's really good. That's why they're there. Richie's really good at what he does, and managing people and machines and all that kind of stuff. So if you have, when you think about your work or your life, think about what's in your toolbox, the experiences that you've had in your life. I think there's a universal feeling, I hope there is anyway, among people who are of conscience, that there is time to play around and time to be serious, and results, whether it's fun, the results of having fun are really, yesterday I had fun doing what I was doing, and I felt good as I was kind of walking around our nation's capital. The world isn't coming to an end. It just goes on and on and on and on. So don't quit. Keep pushing. Interesting, the full moon is at 12:12 a.m. on the 12th of the 12th month. Did you know that? 12:12?
On 12.
At 12:12 a.m. Mary would love that. The full moon on Thursday, December 12th at 12:12. There it is. That's the word. That's the way to put your head around that. Wrap it all in a nice package. All right, so while we're thinking about that, Jennifer, what do you want us to think about?
Well, we could do the word of the year or the most Googled items of the year. This is when we start to look backwards.
Google's on my guest list. After this, participating in this Chinese thing, I'm off and on for the rest of the week, probably. I was in a form of seminar, a broadcast seminar with a lot of people from the broadcasting and news business talking about China, basically letting people know what the realities are. And one of them, I knew and I had forgotten it, the connection between Google and China. Rishi just described it as them rolling over like a lap dog and letting the Chinese pat their stomach, and basically they can do anything that they'll do anything the Chinese want them to do. I'm not sure that's in the best interests of all Americans. I think there's something to be said for. I never liked a Gmail account. And I use Google because it seems to be handiest, but I'm not a fan of Google. I'm really not a fan of Google at all. So you can say,
well, it's less about Google and more about trends for the year. So since you gave us your asterisk, let's go there first.
All right. Okay.
All right. So most searched about things in pop culture. Any guesses? Anybody want to guess to see what's on the top 10 list from this year?
Pop culture?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Movies, TV, you mean?
Movies, TVs, actors, sports, technology.
Huh.
Jeffrey Epstein is in there a lot.
He's not, actually. He really is.
Really?
No, not, at least not in the top ten.
How about Blake Shelton and Gwen Stefani? Yes, no.
Oh, come on. Come on, Harry and Meghan Markle probably. No, no.
Really?
Rich? Anything?
Yeah.
All right, number one.
Well, I mean, I'm going to go with Trump.
No, this is all. Number one on the list is Disney Plus. That was huge for the launch. Followed by Cameron Boyce, who was a 20-year-old actor who killed himself. I don't think he killed himself. He died on July. July 6th. Then number three on the list, Nipsey Hussle, who was shot and killed on May 31st. Hurricane Dorian, number four on the list. Antonio Brown, the former NFL player for the Patriots who had the sexual misconduct allegation, he was number five. Luke Perry, who died this year on March 4th, number six. Avengers Endgame, a huge shift for Disney, number seven. Game of Thrones from HBO, number eight. The iPhone 11, number nine. And number 10, this is the one we should have remembered, Jussie Smollett was number 10. The top Google news, to show you what kind of is important to people this year, starting at number one, Hurricane Dorian, followed by Notre Dame Cathedral. Remember that?
Yeah.
I had forgotten it was this year that it burned. Women's World Cup, number three, Area 51 raid, number four. Copa America, number five. The El Paso shooting, number six. Sri Lanka, number seven. The government shutdown, number eight. Equifax data breach settlement, number nine. And number 10 was the California earthquake. So kind of interesting there.
The impeachment is nowhere in there?
No, not even in the top 10.
Really?
Now, if we look at the people that were making news, the top person that was searched by Google in this past year of 2019 was Antonio Brown, followed by Jussie Smollett. Kevin Hart was on the list, R. Kelly, Lori Loughlin, Jordan Woods, Bryce Harper, Robert Kraft. They were all in the top 10. Of the actors who were searched most, Jussie Smollett was at number one, followed by Kevin Hart, Lori Loughlin, and Felicity Huffman. And then Keanu Reeves, all for different reasons. Keanu, probably because of his new girlfriend, who actually is his age. And then, of course, the school scandal is on there. For diets, the top Google diet was intermittent fasting. That was at number one on the list, followed by Dr. Sebi. For home styles, the farmhouse style was number one on the list. For fashion styles, maybe Victoria, you can tell me what this is. Camp style was number one on the list.
You know, because of the Met Gala. That was the theme, was camp.
Oh, that's right. Okay.
Yeah.
And the number one search recipe, this is something that you can make at home, Dougie, was shepherd's pie.
Yay!
Fish,
so I like shepherd's pie.
Top Googled movie was Avengers Endgame. The top Googled trip, so I guess people's most desired location to travel to was the Maldives. And, this goes on and on. It kind of gives you an interesting glimpse as to what was important for weddings. The top Googled wedding was Miranda Lambert, of all people.
Wow.
Musicians and bands, R. Kelly was the number one. He faced a lot of charges this year. And this makes sense. Professional sports scores, the Washington Nationals, which were the top Googled, because they were obviously in the World Series. Old Town Road, top Googled song, Game of Thrones, top Googled TV show. People on the red carpet, Bill Porter was the one that was Googled most. And then in the Wiz section, what were people curious about? What is Area 51? That was number one. So,
Area 51
as far as
year.
Yeah, as far as babies go, Baby Yoda was the top Googled baby of the year.
You know, there was on the plane, I just looking at the catalogs, and there's a Yoda lamp that I ordered.
Oh, you ordered it? Wow.
Yes, I did.
About the how tall is question.
How tall is Yoda?
No.
That's Stefan.
No. But you know how you Google how tall is somebody?
Yeah. I wonder who is the most. It's got someone like a Trump, don't you think? Like, how tall is he?
I bet it's Trump, yeah.
Yeah.
He's 3 or 6'4", isn't he?
And he's tall.
No, he's not that tall, but
no,
yeah.
He's
who?
Olaf.
No, from Frozen.
Okay, that's weird. You want to know how tall a cartoon character
is. Right.
What's the answer?
In common, let me see. Olaf is, it doesn't say, 5'4".
I'm looking at some other page six stuff. You sort of prompted me looking at it. Usually leave this to the ladies, lots of stuff.
Oh, that's nice and sexist. Thanks.
Oh, well, come on. I didn't care much about that stuff. So I would leave it to anybody beside me. How's that? Is that better? I would let the Richie was here. Okay.
Better.
So, Lane, thank you for passing the litmus test.
Yep. No. I got to keep you in check.
I know you do. Blake Shelton admits he was a jerk. There's an interview with Entertainment Tonight that's airing this week, talking about how he's changed since he met Gwen Stefani. And they interviewed Kelly Clarkson. She said he was just a little bit of a jerk to me. But apparently he was known for being a real a-hole before. And I wonder if that was one of the problems that he had with his wife. First
was he like Shelton A, or was he like a normal person? Because I don't know. I didn't see him being mean. He was always like extra sarcastic. Like,
really? I don't know.
Maybe he was just really unhappy with what he was in life.
I could be. Yep, so, that happens. Yeah.
You know, if you're, like, not being nice to other people, something's obviously going on in your world. You know what I mean? So maybe now he's super happy and he's just a happier person. Sound familiar?
That was too close to home here. I think it's time for a break. It's 18 past the hour. You're listening to the D as in Doug, J as in Denver, B as in Victoria program.
This is sponsored by Amazon. Amazon has released the Best of Prime 2019. Sharing how Prime members chose to enjoy the best of shopping and entertainment from Amazon over the last year. The member favorites in the U.S. include the Echo Dot, the Fire TV Stick with Alexa voice remote, Avocados, Tom Clancy's Jack Ryan, and not the Handmaid's Tale. Bradley Matthews, Amazon.
We are constantly working to add value for members, and as Best of Prime 2019 demonstrates, Prime is now more convenient than ever. In the past year, members in the U.S. have three times more items from Amazon's online store delivered in one day or faster compared to the previous year.
Now Prime members also get free and fast grocery delivery from Amazon Fresh and Whole Foods Market in more than 2,000 cities and towns. Amazon's Best of Prime 2019 can be found at amazon.com/bestofprime, and anyone can sign up for a free 30-day trial at amazon.com/prime.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So, while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality tenant within the first day. ZipRecruiter. The smartest way to hire. And now, you try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. At ZipRecruiter.com/free. At ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Hey, my friend's company spent 3 days cleaning up the email phishing attack that targeted several dozen employees.
Yeah, if one malicious email slips through, an attack can spread quickly into serious damage.
What if that happens to us?
Don't worry. We have Barracuda Forensics and Incident Response.
So we're good?
Yes. With fast automated response and remediation, all traces of the attack can be removed in less than 5 minutes.
Wow, that's rough.
Protect your business at Barracuda.com. Barracuda, your journey secured.
This holiday season, Douglas 52 is Employee Pricing Plus. That means everyone gets the same price our employees get on the Dodge Durango. And with Durango's available 475 horsepower, Dodge is here to make every trip a memorable one. So hurry into the Dodge Big Finish event today to take advantage of Employee Pricing Plus. Offers available on the purchase release of a 2020 Dodge Durango or a new 2019 Dodge vehicle could be charged for Challenger. Customer responsible for $200 administration fee. Must be to delivery by 1-20 to the details.
Get your PhD in hangover with the Dr. J portion of Good Day Health, GoodDayHealthShow.com, one of our podcasts, 21 after the hour.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses. Why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Yes.
Going to headline the 2020 Shaky Boots Festival. It's a country music weekend, as you can imagine. A set for May 8th and 9th. Returns after a 5-year absence to stage the second incarnation on the Atlanta. I have featured mainstream country artists, picking it up with Americana and other folk artists as well. So let's see. John Prine, Curry White Yoakum, on Bill of Fair with Gary Allen, Morgan Wallen, and A Thousand Horses. Allison Krauss, Jamie Johnson, on the line, along with bluegrass singer Billy Strings, Canadian songwriter Walter Wall, and country rock band Whiskey Myers. Kendall Harbour, Rita Wilson, Lauren James. That's Rita Wilson. She married Tom Hanks.
She sings.
Does she?
She's a singer. Yeah. I mean, she's not great, but, you know. Tom Hanks shows up to all of her gigs, and people like that.
Yeah.
I'm sure they'll see him. And,
yeah. The drop. Shaky Boots featuring two separate stages. Two sets going on all the time. They don't overlap, meaning the fans won't have to make any tough decisions. Tickets to the festival on sale on the 11th, which would be right now. How about that? Go get them at the website, shakyboots.com, along with a 2-day and 1-day general admission ticket. Also, limited VIP options and platinum options. Headliners Brandy and Dirks have had a busy year so far this year. Bentley marches latest chart topper with a song called Living. Headlined his own curated festival, Seven Peaks, in Buena Vista, Colorado this year. Meanwhile, Brandy Carlisle released an album with the super group The High Women and co-produced Tucker's comeback album, While I'm Living. Tucker and Carlisle perform on the same day in Shaky Boots on on-stage collaboration. It's likely. And that's that. What do you think?
Sounds
kind of fun. Yeah. That's a lot of those things going on. I like that stuff. Number 26 after the hour, the TV show, Jennifer Victoria, the Duckster, and you focusing on the Tucker. Spending much of next year on the road, she headlines CNP's Next Women of Country. Bring My Flowers Now. That's the name of the tour.
Oscar picked up in Virginia. 5th of February runs May 22nd, stopping in Boston, Dallas, Houston, New York, Ontario, and Vancouver. Openers include a wide array of up-and-coming talent, both veterans of the industry, special guests, Aubrey Slitz, Randy Clark, Kevin Andelin, Haley Witters, Madison Kozak, and Walker County, as well as Shooter Jennings, who co-produced Time's album, Violent Living. Digital dates are expected to be added in the coming weeks. Tickets go on sale for the tour on the 13th. Which would be Friday. Okay, Friday the 13th this month.
Yeah.
Wow, how about that? Let's see here. The Tanya Tucker headline. CMC said, we're honored to have the original woman of country headline our biggest spring tour. Tanya says, I'm very honored to be able to give these new upcoming gals some time on stage in front of my audience and to also introduce my audience to them and to the future. I wish somebody had done that for me when I started out. Well, sour grapes. It's a great idea, and I'm very proud to be a part of it. It sounds like a good idea. There's this thing that continues to be a focus about how women are getting booted around in country music. And that story is going away.
Yeah, the latest poll shows it's only like 4% of country radio is women.
Yeah, yeah. And there certainly are more performers than that.
Yeah.
That's for sure.
Oh, yeah, 20, a lot more.
Yeah. It's 28 past the hour here on the DJB program.
If you're pimpin' by it, the Subaru Outback is all new for 2020. It'll take you as far as you want to explore with standard symmetrical all-wheel drive plus up to 33 miles per gallon. It'll take you off the beaten path with 8.7 inches of ground clearance plus standard X mode with hill descent control. Welcome to the all-new best Outback ever, the 2020 Subaru Outback. Go where love takes you. EPA estimated highway fuel economy for the 2020 Subaru Outback non-turbo model. Actual mileage may vary. Cancer is the number one cause of death by disease for children in the U.S. today. Since the Austin Hatcher Foundation's birth in 2006, it has grown to provide unique programs to help the children and the families affected by pediatric cancer. Support begins at the time of diagnosis and continues throughout survivorship at no cost to families. Lives touched by the foundation continue to rise each day. But we need your help. Donate, volunteer, or partner with the Austin Hatcher Foundation. Learn how you can get involved. Visit hatcherfoundation.org for more information.
Prescription products require an online physician consultation and are only available if the physician determines a prescription is appropriate. Subscription required. See website for full details and important safety information.
Hey guys, good news. The outrageously expensive little blue pill is now generic, which means you can get the prescription medication to treat ED at affordable prices. And Hims makes it extra affordable. You pay just $30 for a month's supply. And right now, get your first online doctor's visit totally free when you go to 4hims.com/joy. That's right, free, zero copay, no expensive appointments, no awkward face-to-face conversations to get your prescription. Hims connects you to doctors online who can evaluate you and, if appropriate, prescribe your ED medication. And a pharmacy sends it right to your door. Hims makes it affordable, private, and incredibly easy. Nobody likes dealing with ED. Now, thanks to Hims, nobody has to. And that's really good news. To start your free online visit, you need to go to this exclusive address, 4hims.com/joy. That's 4hims.com/joy. For your free online visit, forhims.com/.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The House Judiciary Committee is working out the final details on its articles of impeachment against President Trump. During evening debates, Committee Chairman Jerry Nadler said abuse of power and obstruction of Congress cannot be overlooked.
So, with a heavy heart, but clear in my duty to our country, I support these articles of impeachment.
Ranking Republican Doug Collins calls the entire impeachment process a farce.
The real legacy of this impeachment hearing will not be the removal of Donald Trump as president. In fact, if anything, they see the majority for what they are, on a three-year vendetta.
The committee is getting ready to vote on whether to accept or reject the articles of impeachment. The legal team for the whistleblower is now preparing for the possibility that Republican lawmakers will call their client to testify in the Senate trial. This is USA Radio News.
Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable. And save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? I don't think so. Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739.
Hello, this is a non-smoking flight for the next 2 hours and 17 minutes, but for those of you that need a cigarette, there's really this evening. We have two entertainment lounges for you. One's out there on that left wing, the other one right across the hallway on the right wing.
Good afternoon, this is your captain speaking with just a little flight information. We're flying at an altitude of 37,000 feet, and our airspeed is 400 miles an hour. A couple little facts here. I'm packing a Colt King Cobra. That's a .357 caliber firearm with a black rubber grip and a 6-inch barrel. Also, the co-pilot is carrying a Kimber custom defense pistol with all the bells and whistles you'd expect from a custom gun of that kind, with an alloy frame and bevel treatment on the entire gun. And our chief flight attendant, Roger, has a Ruger Barracata 22 with a hand-fluted cylinder. All three are capable of piercing body armor at a distance of up to 27 feet. I can put a hole in human bone and flesh the size of the Grand Canyon, which, by the way, is coming up on the left-hand side of the plane, so just sit back and relax and enjoy the rest of the flight.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines, and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount, and then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product, and one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
The hour here on the DJV program with the lovable Jennifer Horn, the lovable Victoria Keelan, the lovable Rich McFadden, and the lovable Doug Steffen. We're all lovable here. Isn't it sweet? We are sweet and kind. Most people quickly forget the good stuff about others, and they think about the bad stuff. We're here to turn that around. It's kind of like throwing a frisbee. The difference between throwing a frisbee is you can't, and the, what do they call the thing you send, what's that
boomerang
thing in Australia? The boomerang, thank
boomerang
you. Isn't that scary that you can finish my sentence, Victoria?
Yeah, both of us were like, oh God, the boomerang. Because if we didn't, then that would have been like 6 minutes.
Okay, enough of that.
Sometimes
let's talk.
I try to let you find it first just to give
really
you the challenge of it.
Oh,
yeah,
thank you.
It's
that's
good for your brain. Got to keep that thing
yes
active.
Call us unforgettable. So let's go to the world of football, Victoria, and find somebody. There's got to be one football player someplace that's actually nice, right?
Yeah, well, there are a lot, and a lot of the NFL guys, like the good guys, don't really get as much attention as the bad guys. But this is a good story. This is about Khalil Mack. He is on the Chicago Bears, but he is a native of Fort Pierce, Florida. And so if you shop at the local Walmart in Fort Pierce, Florida, and if you have a holiday layaway account, you no longer have to pay your bill, because Khalil Mack, and through his foundation, decided that he called up the Walmart and said he wanted to be a Secret Santa this year, except Walmart apparently blew his cover because it's no longer a secret. But he paid $80,000 worth of Christmas gifts off of the holiday layaway accounts of all the families there. And so they issued a Facebook statement that Walmart did saying, "We have wonderful news. If you have an active holiday layaway account in your in Fort Pierce Walmart, then congratulations. Your account has been paid off." And they wanted to thank the Khalil Mack Foundation for their generosity and for making the holidays a much nicer time this year for so many families. It's actually 350 accounts he covered for a total of $80,000, and he's,
I suppose, gave him the idea to do that particular thing. If you're giving, what was that idea?
He's kind of known for this now. Back in June, he sent 100 pairs of brand new Nike cleats to the Fort Pierce football team, the high school local high school football team. So he's really big about his hometown, and he just, I think that we're probably going to hear more about him and his foundation because people can't really keep secrets. So as he does these things, they kind of tend to go viral pretty quickly, but it's a nice
we're big in that community. If you're listening, give us a buzz. Why don't we talk about it a little bit with you? 888-302-3684. How's that for being inviting? A couple of other good stories. You like this one? Congress has reached a deal on a spending bill that gives all federal workers 12 weeks of paid parental leave. That's something new and pretty progressive. I think this part of the National Defense Authorization Act guarantees 2 million federal employees paid leave to care for any new children they may have, adopted or foster children as well. Senator Chuck Schumer and Speaker Pelosi pushed for the provision to be included in the defense spending bill. And these guys, they tack on things. What has this got to do with the defense spending bill? Nothing. But it does get it done. It gets the job done because the Republicans are going to want to get the defense spending bill passed. So apparently if you work for a private company, the pressure is on your employer to be greater to give you parental leave when your child comes. So this is, they try to set a standard here. I don't know the 12. Richie, you're an employer. What happens if one of the people that works there at Radio America is having a baby? What do you do? Do you have some kind of leave policy? Do private companies, easier for the government to give this kind of time, I suppose. But what do you do? Richie must be talking to these others.
Yeah. I can actually answer, at least in California, that you go on disability is what you do.
Really?
Some companies may have some extra time, but most of the time you apply for disability, and then it's the state or the feds, I can't remember, that actually pay for that so that you can take the whatever the leave is. I think it's 6 weeks, yeah.
Really? Okay.
6 weeks, it's crazy. So many women have been, and Ivanka Trump is behind a lot of this as well. This is one of her big causes. I have friends who go to Washington on a regular basis and have lobbied for paid parental leave, and it's amazing to me that we are supposedly the best country in the world, and we don't support mothers.
In many
new
ways,
mothers.
We aren't that good.
And new fathers. It's also fathers, too. Fathers get paternal leave as well as part of new deal. But, yeah.
All right, if you work for St. John Properties in Baltimore, commercial real estate company, they had their Christmas party last night. 198 employees, and they were told as the party began, they would split among them $10 million in bonuses. How about that? The individual
employees. How much does each person get, though?
Well, it depends on what your job is.
Yeah.
At the low end of the spectrum is $100,000. At the upper end, $270,000. They are on LinkedIn, so you can go check it out. The average was about $50,000 for each employee. That's a pretty good Christmas. They've had a pretty good year, apparently, and that's a pretty good Christmas payday. $10 million.
What's the guy that got $100?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, probably somebody new. Who knows what the guy does, but if the average is $50,000, that's not a bad deal when you get right down to it. And you should see the pictures online of the expressions on the people's faces. It's it's very cute. As you know, we can react that way We would if we were in that circumstance, for sure. Listening note, I talk a lot about some of the other programs that I do. One of them that I'm very proud of, has been on the air for a long, long time, is Good Day Health. We have two very, very good doctors who are on the program, Dr. Jack Stockwell and Dr. Ken Kronhaus. And it's an update all the time in important medical advances, how they affect you, et cetera, so you can check on both of them. It's a short podcast for both of them with the meat, if you will, of our discussions. GoodDayHealthShow.com is the podcast address.
This year, don't just say happy holidays. Get a gift that says, I love every moment that led us here. With incredible selection of Levion jewelry at Jared and more exclusive designs than any other store in the world, it's a perfect place to find a gift that says it all. Shop the Levion Fall in Love event from December 3rd to 12th for exclusive offers, including $100 off any Levion purchase, only at Jared.
Get a promo code or find a store near you at Jared.com. Exclusions apply. See store or Jared.com/Levion for complete details.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans. 30% of Americans who are planning home improvements of $5,000 or more will pay for those renovations with a high-interest credit card. That may not be a great idea. A better idea may be to take cash out of your home with a Quicken Loans 30-year fixed-rate mortgage. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.99%, APR 4.18%. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rate subject to change. Pay 1.375% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
With your Mayo Clinic Radio Health Minute, I'm Dennis Doda. Multiple sclerosis, or MS, is a potentially disabling disease of the central nervous system.
There are a number of factors that contribute to the susceptibility to multiple sclerosis. One of those is genetic susceptibility. Some of the environmental things that we know about are exposure, particularly later in childhood and adolescence, to Epstein-Barr virus infection. Other things that are likely to be extremely important are serum vitamin D levels.
Since there's no single blood test for MS, neurologist Dr. Mark Keegan says the diagnosis is made through a combination of clinical and neurological exams and MRI imaging.
We do MRI scans of the central nervous system. Additional investigations that we do sometimes are a lumbar puncture, which looks at the cerebrospinal fluid.
There is no cure for MS, but there are a number of treatments which can help control the symptoms. For more information, talk with your doctor or visit mayoclinic.org.
Medal of Honor recipient Staff Sergeant Ryan Pitts of the 173rd Airborne Brigade speaks about the moment when the medevac landed to take him and other casualties to safety after a long battle in Afghanistan.
Medevac bird just comes in and lands right between us and the enemy, and you know, guys are just pouring up from the vehicle patrol base to come, you know, take care of our casualties and reinforce the observation post.
The American Veterans Center protects the legacy and honors the sacrifice of American veterans. To hear more, like us on Facebook.
Hello, this is America's Healthcare Advocate with your healthcare tip of the day. The most health-promoting type of fat that you can eat is composed of omega-3 fatty acids. They reduce your risk of breast cancer considerably in three major ways. Omega-3 fatty acids decrease the power of estrogen in the breast so that cells won't divide as quickly in response to estrogen. They act to subdue inflammation and all the ill effects of an enzyme involved in inflammation called COX-2 enzyme. Omega-3s mop up oxygen-free radicals. Here's a list of some of the major health conditions improved with omega-3 fats. Asthma, cancer of the breast, prostate, and colon. Diabetes, heart arrhythmias, heart disease, high blood pressure, high cholesterol, rheumatoid arthritis, skin disorders, osteoporosis, gum disease, and more. The best source of omega-3 fatty acids is flax seeds, walnuts, pumpkin seeds, hemp seeds, soybeans, winter squash, and ground oregano are the other good sources. The body functions best when you eat a 4-to-1 ratio of omega-6s and omega-3s. Fat that's good for you.
44 at the hour on the DJV program. You're like Richie and a lot of other parents in that league. Your child's getting ready for college every year. About 4 million 10th graders, 11th graders have to take that PSAT, those tests that determine your qualification for the Merit Scholarship Program. Pretty good practice for the SAT, too, as I remember. Students taking the PSAT have access to more than $230 million through the College Board Scholarship Partners. So let's find out how you, Richie, can participate in this, along with lots of other parents. I invited Priscilla Rodriguez here. She's Vice President, College Readiness Assessments at the College Board. So let's, first of all, if we may, Ms. Rodriguez, understand what these scores mean and what, let's talk about scores. I remember when I was on the board of trustees for my alma mater, we talked about SATs. I wasn't familiar. A lot of people in the Midwest use them. And so now they have become, you know, when you're trying to get ready for college, it's almost like you're having to study for a test. It's deeper than that, isn't it?
It is, and thanks so much for having me. As you mentioned, the PSAT and MSQT is a test that over 4 million students, usually sophomores and juniors, take during fall of their school year, and it is aligned to the SAT, so that makes it great practice and preparation for the SAT, which, as you said, is the test that students use in their college applications. And because it's aligned to the SAT, it gives students access, early access, to the same kinds of reading, writing, and math skills and questions that they're going to see on the SAT. And both the PSAT and MSQT and the SAT itself are designed to draw on what students learn in high school and what they need to know to succeed in college. And you mentioned kind of the scores and how important they are. For the PSAT and MSQT, the scores are really important because they can serve as a basis to open a bunch of opportunities and also give students, families, and teachers a lot of information to help students get ready as they finish up their high school experience. So there's scholarship opportunities, over actually $300 million in scholarship opportunities tied directly to the PSAT and MSQT. So that's with organizations like the National Merit Scholarship Organization and then foundations and partners like the Jack Kent Cook Foundation and the Hispanic Scholarship Fund. So amazing opportunities to help students pay for college. And then the scores can also help students use a number of tools we offer completely free to explore careers of interest and then colleges of interest. So those two tools are one called Roadmap to Careers, really interactive, helps students think about, you know, what they might want to do both in college as a major and then after in career. And then College Exploration itself, using our free college planning resource called BigFuture.org, that can use their PSAT and MSQT scores to help them build a list of colleges that could be a really good fit.
So in this era of with all of the attention paid to college admissions by the scandal that everybody heard about, it's kind of interesting to see, you know, legitimately that you can find a lot of different ways to save money or to get money to help you pay for school. And it starts with the PSATs. How have these tests changed over the years, Ms. Rodriguez?
It's a really good question. So at the College Board, we're a 100-year-old mission-driven nonprofit, and our mission is about really creating access, broadening access to college for all students of kind of all kinds of families, backgrounds, and across the country. And so the PSAT and MSQT is one of the first big ways that students start to really prepare and show their interest in college. And one of the most important things we've done in the last few years is we actually partnered with another nonprofit, Khan Academy, to develop a completely free online practice platform for the SAT. It's called Official SAT Practice on Khan Academy. And it's really powerful when students link and bring in their PSAT and MSQT scores, because then what Official SAT Practice can do is almost a diagnostic, and it helps students see the areas where they're really strong already and don't need to use their valuable time doing more practice.
All right.
And then, where they do still need to grow and improve.
Collegeboard.org is a good place to get the info. Thanks, Priscilla Rodriguez.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Our weekly visit with Warren Eckstein from the Pet Show. Warren is one of the most generous people I've ever met with his time, and he has, as you may know, associated with his radio program. It's been on the air for decades on the weekend, the Pet Show. He has a foundation called Hugs and Kisses Animal Fund, which is something that he uses when people, and he talks about it every week, people donate money to him and to the Hugs and Kisses Animal Fund, and he turns right around and gives that money out to needy places where their pets are in questionable situations, et cetera, et cetera. So you'll be happy to know that today, Warren, is Holiday Food Drive for Needy Animals Day. The focus is obviously on collecting food to bring to shelters and humane societies. How big a problem is this, homeless animals?
It is a big problem, not only with the homeless population, but, you know, I told you many weeks ago that I was involved with Meals on Wheels.
Yes.
And so many people that live by themselves, senior citizens and people with certain physical challenges that either can't afford or can't get out to get pet food. And the pet is such an important part of life. I'm just doing an article right now. I'm talking specifically about how pets hit people with disabilities, physical and psychological. So getting food out to these food banks for pets and anybody that's raising money to get food to shelter dogs or homeless dogs, it's a great idea and something that really should be done. I think there's so many problems out there. I know, for example, there are people in Los Angeles where I live, it's an organization called Downtown Dogs, and what they do is they specifically go into areas where there are large populations of homeless and not only take care of feeding the dogs or getting food to the dogs, but also making sure that they look healthy and have their vaccination. So it's a great idea. If everyone helps, we can resolve the issues.
All right, so let's do that. Let's keep that in mind this holiday season. I was sort of confronted by someone. My son and his wife have just adopted a dog. It came from a China rescue operation. I think I told you they were looking at that a couple of weeks ago. And I'm thinking, okay, so they got a couple of dogs. They'll share time when I'm not in Los Angeles, when Daisy's there. Daisy will be there. And they love the, you know, having a couple of dogs around would be a lot of fun. But then there are those places where there are dogs, and people have a dozen dogs, or they have eight dogs. And, you know, I'm not talking about people that are dog boarders or taking care of pet care. I'm talking about just people who have dogs. And I wonder how many, at what point, you must have studied this, does it become impossible to give the pet the attention and time that one needs? How many dogs are too many?
You're so asking the wrong guy, Doug. I had to tell you one time. Here's the point. The point is that if you can physically and emotionally take care of them, the number doesn't make any difference. As long as you can physically, emotionally, and financially take care of them. Now, I had 30. They were all fed. They all saw their vets on a regular basis. They got hugs and kisses every day. They got played with and run every day. So I was able to deal with it. If someone, for example, starts becoming a collector, which is a problem, these are people that have a big heart and they fall in love with dogs or they fall in love with cats and they get one and then they see another one and it gets to the point where they no longer can take care of all the animals, that's where the problem takes place. They get into that dog or cat hoarding scenario. But yes, as long as you can physically, financially, and psychologically take care of them, I don't see a need to limit the number. Other than every dog or cat should be spayed and neutered by law.
Right. But you had, that was when you were on the farm in Cobleskill when you had that many dogs, right? You have to have a place.
Maybe that's more what I meant. I also had 10 in a studio apartment, Doug, so I got the wrong guy in this scenario. But they were as long as I was able to take care of them, that's the most important thing. It's like saying to a parent, you're only allowed to have two kids. If a parent is able to take care of five or six or seven kids, who's to deny that parent that right? So as long as you can do it, and as long as the animal emotionally and physically is in good shape, adopt, adopt, adopt.
Here's the story of a 46-year-old woman who sold her house to help animals. She moved into an animal shelter, and that became her home. She sold her townhouse and bought this place where there were a lot of cats. Apparently, there's a cat sanctuary, and she was close to cats. There are all kinds of, and talking about numbers, they had nine. Some of them were smaller, some of them were larger. She had cheetahs, leopards, cats of all sizes, a lion. Good God. That sounds like a challenge.
Hey, I can understand it, Doug. I live in Santa Monica, California. I would love to spend all of my days with lions and tigers and bears and people. Oh, my.
The character's there. Warren Eckstein, thepetshow.com at 59 past the hour. This is the DJV show.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.